We are learning Masechta Zivamis Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom. We have a braisa that says that it's possible to have Yizcharov, your children that are not gemalad. The b'shas tasiyas a korban pesach when you shechted it was fine, but b'shas achila then they will ma'akev you from eating the korban pesach. So the question is, how is it possible for a zachar, for your child, to be chayiv and mila only when it comes to achila, but b'shas tashchita he wasn't chayiv yet? What's the case? It's not possible to have a case. So we want to say a few different cases. Halacha ma'askinon k'shechotzos ichama, that he was sick with a fever. And the fever left the child between the shechita and the achilas. Now he's mechuyev. For the Gemara, that's not true. When he's like kol shiva, he gets another 7 days. Damar shvul chotzos yicham. He's like kol shiva. They're being like kol shiva. You give him 7 days after someone gets better. If a baby is sick, you have to wait after the baby gets better another 7 days. V'nemila mitzafra. And every tomorrow, they'll be like kol shiva. I didn't really go. They'll be kol shiva. The case was here, it was 7 days ready. Okay, well, 7 days ready. But the meal of safra, so give him a meal in the morning. It was 7 days since he got sick, so seven, and you die in the morning, give him a meal ready. So the gemara is a difference. V'ina me'es leis. When it comes to being sick, the baby needs a full 7 days afterwards. That means when there's a lock of 8 days for meal, that doesn't have to be seven full days. If a baby's born Monday before Shkia at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you give him a bris the next Monday in the morning. It doesn't have to be Me'es Leis, the full day, the full 8 days. Here, it needs the full 7 days Me'es Leis. For Eitig Gemara, V'atani Luda, Yom Avrosa, Yom Avaldai. It says that Yom Avrosa, when you get better, is like Yom Avaldai, just like they are born, you have to wait 8 days. So here also, you have to wait 8 days. Not really 8 days, it's the 8th day. So you have, it's really 7 full days. So it's masculine, you have to wait both the same amount of time. So just like my love, my yom avodah lo bina meis, just like God being born, you don't have to wait the full 7 days. After yom avrosh lo bina meis, like yom avrosh also, you don't have to wait the seven full days. So it sounds like they're both the same thing. So we're not loy odif yom avrosh lo bina avodah. The day you get better is a different halacha than yom avodah. You yom avodah lo bina meis, you don't need the full 24 hours, 7 days of 24 hours. But Yom Avrosa needs 7 full days of Meis Leis. And so what does it mean in the Braisa then, Vatani Luda? Luda is the name of Chacham. What does it mean? Yom Avrosa ki Yom Avalda. So Rashi says it means that they both need, they have to wait to the 8th day. That's what it means. But it's different. One, you have to wait to the 8th day and have 7 full days. The other one not. So upon him, the Gemara's Teretz is very simple. Gemara's first pshat is like this. The baby got sick at, you know, 7 days ago, on the seventh day of Nisan. I think it's the 7th day of Nisan, I figured it out. It was 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. On the 7th day of Nisan, the baby got sick and got better at 6 o'clock in the evening. So you cannot do a milo till 6 o'clock in the evening on Erev Pesach. By that time, already you shechted the Karm Pesach. And now, all it is ma'akiv da achila. That's the case. The loch is, by achila, you have to have him gemal. By the asiya, he wasn't ready to mila yet. But now, b'shas da achila, he's ready to do mila. That's teres number one, b'shan da b'raisa. Rapapa ama, k'goin, the kov le'in el yenuka. The child had something wrong with the eyes, and you couldn't do a mila, but ispich b'ini b'ini, and it got better in between the asiya, the shechit of the Karm Pesach and the achila Karm Pesach. I can ask, we have to wait 7 days if you got better. Teretz is, the whole way, didn't wait 7 days, only if it's choyli kol aguf, like a fever. But only if it's a specific ailment in the eye, there's no din, you have to wait 7 full days afterwards. And this is halacha l'maaseh. If a child, when he's born, has a fever, the halacha is, you have to wait 7 full days to do the mila. You have to wait more days. So a lot of times it can happen, and if you have to wait longer time, you have to wait a longer time. Sometimes you have to make a meal in the afternoon, even on the 8th day, if the baby gets sick. Rav Amar, a third pshat. What's the pshat? The chilap between the asiya and achila. Pshat you were in chayiv achila yoa. Rav Amar can show you over the imay chavushim veis asurim. The father and mother were chavush beveis asurim. They were in jail, and therefore they couldn't do a mila. They sent the shliach to the Karm Pesach pshat asiya, but they couldn't do a mila. And then they were freed from jail in between the asiya and the achila, and now they have to do a mila. So the halacha is that b'shas, when they're in jail, they couldn't do the mila, so therefore they were oynis, and therefore would not be ma'akiv. It's only ma'akiv if you could do the mila. That's one of the differences between a person himself or a mila's charav avada. A oral himself, the halacha is, he has to do mila no matter what. If he didn't do mila, he can't eat the Karm Pesach. Mashenki mila's charav avada is only if it's possible. If he's in Beis Asurim, it will not be ma'akiv the asiyas Karm Pesach. They could, but that was after the shechita already. It was after the shechita. There's a case where it's ma'akev da achila, not the shechita, because it was done b'shas the shechita, they were still in jail, they couldn't do it. And now, afterwards, they got out, so now it's ma'akev da achila. I can ask me, may make a shliach for that. So the Torah case, we couldn't make a shliach. Rav Kahana braid Rav Nechemia. So we have three pshatim. Either it was chelik al gufi, needed 7 full days, or he got better from his eye ache in between, or the chavush meis asurim. Rav Kahana braid Rav Nechemia. Amar going a fourth pshat. Going, this baby was a tumtun shenikra nunta zacha. They tore him open and they saw it was a zacha. This was a baini between the asiyah and achilas. So pshat asiyah, the baby there wasn't mechuyev in mila because of tumtum. And vice versa, not mechuyev to rip, to do a kriya, not mechuyev to rip them open, to check. That's the beginning of the parak. And then they did it after the asiyah. So here's a case where only chayev v'shas achila, not v'shas asiyah.
Because the oral, right?
So
you can't fix.
Right.
You can fix, open it up.
Right, they're not mechuyev to, because right now, the way he is, he's not mechuyev. Rav Shrav Yoyim Egon Shehoitzi Roy Shechutz HaPraizdar. The case was, the baby was born already 7 days ago. He stuck his head out. So already it passed 7 days. And really, it's a Vlad. So, so really the Chuyim will be the right way. The problem is, you can't get him out. He's in the mother's stomach. So you are Oynis, B'shas, Ta'asiya, B'shas Shechita. He wasn't born yet, but he had a din of being born. So he wasn't mechuyev yet. And then he was born between Asiyah and Achila. He's no 8 days. No, he's 8 days old already because his head came out 8 days ago. And therefore, now become the chuyev mila. So that case is, yechayev mila in between, bein Asiyah and Achila. Yotza guf, that's his ma'am mila, and that's the case. Break the Gemara, a question, a practical question. Michaya, does a baby live, if the baby sticks his head out, then goes back in for 8 days, the baby will live? Time with the braisa. Kivin shiyotz la'ave oilam. Once the baby comes out into the world, niftach asasim, the sasim opens up, which is his mouth, v'nistam, all his openings, all his orifices, they open up, v'nistam ha-pesuach, and the pesuach close up, which is like his navel, is the tabor, it's called in Hebrew, his belly button, that closes up, and he has no sustenance anymore, the baby. Shemalei ken yoch l'chayas, fil shoachas. If this wouldn't open, this wouldn't close, he wouldn't live in 1 minute. So here, he stuck his head out. L'chayra, he stopped the cord, stopped giving him sustenance. So how is he living? How is he eating? How is he living? It's more the Achamai Skin, an interesting material. Achamai Skin, going to Zanse Isha. He had a fever, and therefore, he got mezainis from that. That's what kept him alive. Break tomorrow. Isha the man. Who had a fever? Either mentions the day. If it's the fever of the child, you should need a full 7 days to wait afterwards because he's sick. He's chalik chalgof. Ella zanti ishul the imme. The mother had a fever, and the mother's fever from the warmth kept him alive. That's one teretz. By zema hanemili hechloi ba'avi. He's not screaming. Al hechloi ba'avi. If he's screaming, machi chayi. He lives from the screaming. What's pshat in that? Which is what's going on? Look at Mashal. Mashal says lefi rash pirish rashi nearly atam lefi shabechiyah shal tinnik. The crying of tinnik mecham moisei warms him up. It's not called he's being sick. He gets warm from screaming. But Tosfos has different shot.
Some things he can't eat.
Somehow the warmth keeps him alive. The top Tosfos has different shot when it says he has girsh loy ma'ura, which means tabur in ma'ura le'imoy. Ava ma'ura mechaye chaye. He says here the case was the cord was still attached and therefore he was living. Akaponim adkan. We had at least five pshatim in how he's learned the pshat and the braisa. Pshat number one was he got sick chal guf and the me'islay is ended between the siya and the achila. Pshat number two was he had an eye ache and it got better in between. Rava says chavush meis asurim. Rav Kana says tumtum shenikra. Number four. Number five was hoitzi roish shechutz haprazdar. And there was a sixth pshat, a half minute of a pshat that maybe someone was born then. Maybe he's considered aral. Mar says no, it's not considered aral. But the gabri shayla for aral is a less than 8 days old. He let a shmir him with truma with shemesh of truma. The gemara stays with a shayla on that. So the gemara vayit. Amar Aviyecha, Meshum Rabbi Bana. Aral mekabel haza. The shayla is like this: someone was an aral who anyway aral can't eat truma, for example, and his tummy mace. Could you spritz haza the haza of the paraduma on him? Or maybe he has to have a mila first. Now, what's the tzad that you can't do the hazar? So the Rishonim mucho with this. They're not sure what would have me there that shouldn't work. Why should the Arab be able to make a hazar? So the Tosfos Rishonim says that the Chiddush is Rabbi Akiva. Rav Akiva says, Oral is Ketomei. So maybe Rav Havamina, since he's Tomei, you can't spritz May Pchatas on him, because he's going to become Tomei again from being Oral. And even though the halacha really is that a Tomei couldn't Mekabla Hazav a Tomei, if his Tomei is Sheretz, but somehow this Tomei may be worse, because Matzaira can't Mekabla, the halacha of Matzaira can't Mekabla Hazav, so maybe the Tomei of Oral will be like, oh, Matzaira, that's the Havamina Maisa. So Rav Yechon says, Orel Mekabla Hazav. How do we know? Shkemetzinu Vaveseinu, we find by our forefathers in Yeshua, the beginning of Yeshua, and they, after 40 years in the Midbar, they came to Gilgal, and that's where they brought a Karm Pesach. And it says there were a lot of people who didn't get a Mila, because anyone who was born in the Midbar did not get a Mila. And therefore, first there was a big, they did a Mila, and then they brought the Karm Pesach. And they only got to Gilgal on the 10th day. So we know, a Hazar, you need a Shlishi Veshvi. So it means the Hazar had to be on the 10th day, and the last Hazar was Erev Pesach. So, did they do the meal? Were they gemalot already on the 10th day? The Gemara was approved, they weren't. So, let's see. Shekiblu hazah, k'shem areilim, we find they were kabel hazah from Par Aduma while they are areilim. Shem says in the pasuk, va'om olu mina yarden ve'esel l'chodesh. The nation came up from the yarden on the 10th day of Nisan, l'chodesh harishon, ba'asara le'mili, they didn't do a meal on the asara, m'shem chul shel urcha, they were very tired from the way. So, hazah, emes avadlu, when they do the hazah, of Paraduma, laugh, because you're not there must have been a Raelim. So you see, even the Orel can be Kabbalah Azah. Again, because you need Azah on the third day and the seventh day. So they must have had Azah on the 10th day of Nisan. They were still a Raelim. So you see, Azah works on an Orel. Break the Gemara, but Dimalay Ovid Pesach Lam. I didn't make a Karm Pesach that year. It says in the first in the Pasuk, it's a Hafshah, what the Havin is even. It says in the Pasuk, Yachnu Bnei Yishol, Vagilgo, Vayashu Sapasach, Vayabalasi Yom Chesh, it says in the first in the Pasuk. What was the Havmina? So, the first mucha, what the Havamina was, that they didn't take, it's the first Pasuk. So he said, maybe the Havamina was that only the people who had the Mila did the Pesach. So he said, no, the Pasuk says, Mashma, everyone did the Pesach. Maskla, Mazucha, Vadilma, Pesach, Abba, Tumaya. Maybe it was Tumot, the Ratsiba. Maybe they didn't do Azah. Hang on, they did Azah. Maybe it was Baba Tumah. It's not a Raya could do Azah on Oral. On the Ravashi, Tanya Behed, it's in the first in the Brysa, Malu, Vitovlu, Vasu, Pesachim, Vitaira. It says they did a Mila, they were Tovel, and they did a Pesachim, Vitaira. So Clara, they had a Azah also. Why exactly they had to do tefillah after malu is a tumult in the achrenim. Some say a svara that it could be arla. It's called a chatzitza. So they had to do the milu before the tefillah. Akapanim, but they had to azah also. It's a raya that our oral is mekabel azah. Zot amar avaita. Amar rab bar avitzu. Amar rab lo nitna priya smila avram avinu. There's two halachas by mila. First of all, they cut off the arla, which is the foreskin on top of the eva, and then there's some little membrane, a little thin skin, which also has to be peeled off, which is called Priya. So Rav Yitzchak says that Avraham Avinu didn't have a mitzvah of Priya, only a mitzvah of Mila. Lo nitna Priyas Mila la Avraham Avinu. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, Be'esi Oma Hashem El Yeshua. Asei l'cho charves surim, make yourself these sharp racks. And the Pasuk says, V'shuv moilas bnei Yisrael shenis. And give the Klal Yisrael a Mila. So we see that there's a new tzivui for Priya. Now how do you know? V'dilma harak lo imal. Maybe it just means do a Mila. Everyone was born by Midbar. So maybe it just means the Pashto Mila. Who said it means Priya? Imkain, the Mara says, Imkain, my Shuv. What's Lashon Shuv? It says in the Pasuk, I say, what's a Shuv Mal Shainis? What's Shuv? Elalav la Priya. So the Mara says, what does Shainis mean? My Shainis. Like Kushi Shuv Mila Tchilas Mila. To Makish, the end of the Mila, which means even the foreskin, you have to take off the tzitzim also, the little pieces that are left over. Little cuticles left over. Like kushu seif mila tchilas mila. Ma tchilas mila ma'akev. The taking off the foreskin, the arla. Is ma'akev the mila. Av seif mila ma'akev. The tzitzim was ma'akev. The tzitzim was ma'akev. Elo in tzitzim ma'akev is mila. Basa achayif es rei v'atara. Any basa that's going around rei v'atara. Vein eichel v'tshuma. Can't eat tshuma. Still called arla. Om rabbinu v'tem rav yirmi ba'ab. Om rav basa achayif es rei v'goyva shal atara. Doesn't mean it's all around. It just means if any one place Roiv the goiva, roiv the height of the atara is covered with a little bit of foreskin. That's called tzitzim ma'akvim, and you have to do it. Akaponim, what comes out here, we're learning from the pasuk in Yeshua, not only didn't they have a mila, but there's a new halacha. Shuv and Shainis. Shuv teaches us that there's a new din, priya. They have to do priya as well. You have to do priya as well. And it sounds like from Shainis with Arash and Firashi, that tzitzim ma'akvim is a mila. Tosfos is bothered that we know Tzitzim Akvim Mila from a different pasuk, Himol Yimol. So he says, this is mechadish, even like a priya, tzitzah ma'akvim. That's one taisvis. And akaponim, that's what comes out in the sugya over here. And then tomorrow, Hashem will start learning why Taka didn't do mila in the midbar. How can you give up the mitzvah of mila in the midbar? This is one of the biggest mitzvahs we have. And for 40 years, the midbar didn't do any mila. So the Gemara, Hashem will discuss about Kaponim. When it came to Gilgal, they had to do a mila in order to go on Pesach. And they also learned, they got the din of Priya, which was not given to Avram Avinu. This is a tzad and taisis that even though it was not given the mitzvah Priya, but Avram Avinu did the Priya. Look at Taisa Maslow Nitna. Taisa says, Mekomoka Avram Para Milason.